right, hello again. Hey, it's Chris. This is episode 24 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And thank you for joining me on the coast of this undisclosed ocean somewhere in the world. This episode I want to title Small is Beautiful. Because after the E.F. Schumacher book of the same name, because I think it's important to think about the, I want to get a little more philosophical in this episode about the philosophy of small, about decentralization, about keeping things, about when systems get too big, whether it be a company or a country, they get too big, they get too complicated, they get too impersonal, they get too, they're not agile and nimble. They can't adjust quickly. They can't adjust to changing information, changing conditions. They become unresponsive to, if you're a business, maybe you become unresponsive to your customers. It becomes harder. You become more disconnected, and this is all connected to, these are all related. The ideas of Ludwig von Mises when he talked about the economic calculation in the socialist commonwealth, the calculation problem. When he talked about when Friedrich Hayek talked about the knowledge problem. In his essay, the Use of Knowledge in Society, we can think of it in terms of the representative ratio, right? If you have a town council, if your town council was the most important force in your life, you would probably feel pretty well represented because you can go to your town council and talk to them, right? You can go there, you can go to the meeting and talk to them. You can meet the members of your town council in the store, in the grocery store or whatever. You can, they're accessible, they're accountable. You can talk to them, you can air your grievances. And so maybe there's 10 members of your town council and there's a 10,000, so you've got 10,000 people in your town, so you've got a representative ratio of 1 to 1,000, which, isn't very good, but consider the President of the United States, right? The most important person in your life, by the way, the most powerful person in your life, the representative ratio is 1 to 330 million. It's terrible. It's the worst representative ratio that we have in the entire country. And yet, so many people think the president should be the most important person. The president should make important decisions in our lives. It's a terrible idea because he's completely, how can you go to the president and talk to him and air your grievances or give him some ideas? You can't, you cannot, it's a terrible idea. And yet this is what we do. This is what we have done in the United States of America. We have made the President of the United States the most important person in your life. And if you don't realize that, if you don't understand that, well, that means you aren't paying attention. You don't understand how the president is in charge of the government's regulatory, executive branch regulatory agencies. And they control everything. So the president, and they answer to the president. They're supposedly, created by legislation, but by the legislative branch. But then the legislative branch just creates the organization, the agency, and gives all the power over it to the president, to the executive branch. So it's a terrible way to govern. We govern our country in a horrible way. It's just awful the way we have. And you can tell because look when Donald Trump won the presidency, people on the left cried. They screamed to the sky, yelled at the sky. Because why? Because the president is really powerful. So here's one thing we can do is let's make the president less powerful. Let's decentralize, make the people on the left complain about governors having too much power. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, he has too much power. So I had to edit there because the camera fell over because of this brisk ocean breeze. But anyway, I was talking about people on the left complain about certain governors having too much power, and you know, so they want to basically what they're saying is that they believe in increasing the representative ratio, making it worse, making the representative ratio worse. They want to, you know, and we can go back to the idea of, we used to believe in the idea that government closest to the people governs best. We used to believe in that idea. And it seems like nobody on the left believes that idea at all. Nobody on the left believes government closest to the people. No Democrats believe government closest to the people governs best. They believe that the federal government knows best. These people, this kind of federal ruling class, they know best. They know what's best for us. They know what's best for you. And they will tell you what to do and how to live and everything else, because they're smarter than you. They're better than you. And so I think that we need to think about decentralizing. If we want to be happier, then we should give more power. Well, we should not give more power to other people over our lives, but we should look around at the people who are the most important people, most powerful people in our lives. Here's one of them, the president. And we should, and if we think about the president, well, he is the head of the executive branch. So we need to shrink the power of the federal government's executive branch. That's what we need to do. But see, people on the left don't want to do that. They think, oh, you mean deregulation? Oh, that's a terrible, oh my God, you want to pave the whole world. You want to fill in the Grand Canyon. And you know, we're not saying that. We're saying that let's make decisions closer to us, to our lives, to the people, to you, to each other, to ourselves. Let's make decisions at a smaller scale. That's what Schumacher was talking about. That's what, you know, look, even guys like, and Schumacher was very, you know, was not perfect on any of this stuff. Schumacher was you could even call him a little bit of a leftist, you know, but you know, and there's guys like Kropotkin of in Russia, who was a communist, but he was a decentralized communist. He believed in decentralized communism, which is the exact opposite of Soviet Union centralized communism, which is exactly what today's Democrat Party in America is all about. Centralized big government, big centralized power, centralizing all power in Washington. It's a terrible way to govern any group of people. And you know, the larger your group of people gets, the larger your organization gets, the harder it is for the people to be heard and to be responded to, and the harder it is for the leaders to be accountable to the people. So that's my quick episode on decentralization. Small is beautiful. Let's shrink the power of the federal government and make ourselves more powerful, make you and me more powerful in our lives, and these bureaucrats and politicians in faraway capitals, let's make them less powerful. All right, so that's my idea as the light has faded. If you like this podcast, give me a rating on iTunes, and you know, I'm gonna keep on going. Close to 500 downloads now. Pretty exciting, right around 500. So, you know, it's something. So I'm having a good time. Thanks again, and I'll see you on episode 25. Bye-bye.